think it to us, I don't want it to sound pompous, but it's fitting. I think he would have rejected it a little bit. He always did reject it. In fact, the BMI icon award that he received, they talked to him about giving him that for several years before he actually received it. And he kept turning, like he kept telling our manager, I'm not ready for that yet. I feel like those type of awards are given to people that are at the end of their career, that are already retiring, that have kind of stopped touring. And he was like, I'm still selling out arenas. I'm still putting music out. Like I'm still climbing and haven't, you know, I haven't started a decline yet. And I think he just wasn't willing to say, okay, this is the level of what my iconic status will be, because I'm still going, I still have room. And for us, especially now that he's gone, you know, I mean, very few artists attain the statistics of success that he attained. I mean, he is a Hall of Fame songwriter, all genre and country. He's now being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. He's, you know, he just, those aren't given to people. The New York Songwriter Hall of Fame is one of the greatest honors any songwriter can get, all genre across the world. And he's in that, and it's a very select group of people. And there's a reason for that. He was an incredibly prolific songwriter. He sold so many albums, so many spins. His tours were record sales. I mean, he sold out tours constantly. He never really had to shift his model because his tours always sold out. So, you know, I think icon is a great word. It's incredibly fitting. And I think it's more than deserved for him. He definitely deserved it.